Reporting for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Ashley Chilcutt. Joining me today is Kelly McCamey, a carpenter, businessman, and Rexburg City Council candidate. Each candidate interviewed on BYU Idaho Radio was asked the same series of questions regarding the upcoming Rexburg City Council elections on November 2nd. How are you doing today, Kelly?
Fantastic. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. So for our listeners, could you tell a little about yourself and your role here in Rexburg?
Certainly. I've lived in the area since 2001, but my wife and family and I moved to Rexburg about 14 years ago. My wife was working up at BYUI as an adjunct teacher, and so we've lived in Rexburg for quite a while. I have almost all my life been a business owner of one sort or another, but my love and my current profession is in finished carpentry, and so that's what I do. I have five wonderful kids, nine amazing grandchildren, and I love to serve. I love studying history and government, and in fact took courses on government and statesmanship at George Wythe College down in Cedar City, Utah.
What experience do you have as a leader that you can use as a city council member?
Great question. First of all, I'll explain that right out of high school, I joined the Army National Guard. And so for 6 years, learned in detail what that means to serve in the military. My grandfather, my father, several uncles also served in the military. And so I developed a love of this country. I also learned very early that owning a business was something that took not only creativity and hard work, but leadership as well. And so I have owned a variety of businesses, from a professional catering business to a carpentry business to an insurance agency. So I've done a variety of things. And in all of those aspects, had to, as the owner, be involved in leadership. But above that, I also was the administrator for Jefferson Montessori School that used to be out on the Menan-Lorenzo Highway between Rigby and Rexburg. I've served on the City Planning and Zoning Commission when I lived in Rigby, and I've also served in various leadership positions in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And so there's been a variety of experiences that I've enjoyed and had to be participating in. And so that, plus I've also worked as an advocate for victims of domestic violence with Family Crisis Center with my wife. I also have worked and developed other charitable organizations and advocacy organizations. And so with a wide variety of experience, I believe that I can bring to the table the ability to be empathetic, to listen, and to help not only the city council, but the citizens see that there are great things and wonderful things that need to be maintained, but also things that can be refined so that life in Rexburg can actually be made more enhanced, if you will, make it a better experience for everybody.
What do you feel sets you apart the most as a city council candidate?
I believe number one is my study and history of understanding the proper role of government, especially local and state government. I think that that's a critical thing to know and understand. And understanding the foundations of our country's governing system is vital in every level of government. I also believe that I have spent my life developing and employing high integrity and understanding principles and being able to function with that integrity and principles. I'm also very loyal to people, to organizations that promote great things, and loyal to truth. And I think the other thing is that I believe completely that local government, above every level of government, should be completely transparent and responsive to the citizens locally.
Why is the city of Rexburg special to you?
Well, I would say for several reasons. One is that I have raised some of my children here, and I recognize the value of having a community that has strong moral values and a community that, even though it's not small, it has very good small town values, if you will. I don't know how else to describe that, but where neighbors help neighbors, and where people can reach out for help when they need it, and people respond. I think those kind of values are being lost or ignored in large part across the United States. But I believe that those things are still part of Rexburg, and I think that they can be fostered and promoted by responsible government and by having citizens understand that the people who are elected and there to help represent them share those same values and want Rexburg, no matter how big it grows, to make sure that we maintain that small town community feel. And so I think that Rexburg can be an even better place than it has been, but it's already great.
What challenges do you see in Rexburg that have you concerned?
That's a great question. I think that it's obvious that there are some infrastructure issues in Rexburg. For instance, everybody knows about the crumbling streets. But beyond that, a lot of people don't realize that our wastewater treatment plant is only partially functioning. And there are other issues like that. And so the city government, its primary responsibilities are basic infrastructure services, law enforcement and emergency services, and making sure that the quality of life that Rexburg citizens expect is maintained even with the unprecedented growth. And so I think it's important that as elected officials, we look carefully at the expenditure of every tax dollar and make sure that we're focusing on the most important basic things first and get them correct. And then, if possible, we can look at other things. But I think like any family, any individual, it's easy to get distracted and spend money on things that aren't of utmost importance. And so I think that the quality of life in Rexburg is such that people want to be able to know, for instance, that they can flush their toilet and it's still going to work, that they can drive on the streets and not ruin the suspension of their car, and that they can enjoy being in the parks and other outdoor recreation areas and know that they're upkept and that the city is taking care of their primary responsibilities. And I think that it's also important that the citizens know without a doubt that the city government is not going to be overburdensome or oppressive, even in the idea of picking winners and losers in business and overregulating like the food trucks to keep them from being too competitive with the brick and mortar restaurants. And so I think that there are some wonderful things that are going on, but we need to focus on the proper, not just the proper role, but the proper application of government authority and its benefits to the citizens.
What is the most pressing issue you'd like to address if elected as a city council member?
I would say it's hard to say which is the most important. I would say, like I mentioned, the infrastructure is of very high importance, but also the fact that the city council, being the only local legislative body elected by the citizens, needs to be actively listening and seeking to understand their concerns and responding to those concerns appropriately. Above everything else, I think local people want to know their local government hears them and pays attention to their needs and respectfully works with them on important issues or concerns or worries that they have. And that doesn't mean we need more mandates, and it doesn't mean we need more oppressive government, but we need responsive and actively listening government officials.
This was an interview with Kelly McCammy, carpenter, businessman, and Rexburg City Council candidate. Thank you so much for joining me, Kelly.
Thank you. Have a great day.